Beginning with the 100, lying down, legs long, and just for a moment, think about the points of contact with the ground. So from your heels, up the back of the legs, up into the pelvis, find behind the rib cage, the shoulder blades, down the arms, and then the back of the head pressing into the floor. Just take a few deep breaths here, breathing in and breathing out, and allow the breath to sink down into the floor. When you wish, take the arms up to the ceiling, and as you breathe in, we're going to curl the head up, press the arms forwards, draw the legs in, and start beating the arms. Heels are together, toes are apart, and you're breathing in for 5 and breathing out for 5. Arms are reaching long, stretching through the elbows, pumping the arms above the legs, and it's breathing in slowly and breathing out slowly, up to 10 rounds. Think about the breath going into the back of the rib cage, and think of how the breath is full and deep and all the way into the ground, breathing in and breathing out. 3 more breaths. 1 last breath. Pause there, then reach the arms up to the ceiling, lower the legs, and then stretch the arms back, reach them back. Flex through the feet, then we're going to bring the arms up, curl the head up, and roll forwards into your roll up. Reach past the feet 2 times, and then let yourself unfurl back onto the floor, and then lift the arms back. 2 more times, arms come up, head looks forwards, roll through. Stretching 2 times. As you come back, always revisit your 100 position, then roll back, arms to the ceiling, and then lift the arms back. So the arms come up, find your 100 C curve, then roll forwards, pressing 2 times, and then let yourself roll back into the 100 position before you lift the arms up and lengthen them overhead. Bring the arms back down by your sides, ready for your rollover. Bring the heels back together, toes reaching long, arms pressing solidly into the floor. We're going to lift the legs up and roll over. Open the legs, shoulder width apart, and then lengthen down. And control it with the power of the arms. Circle the legs together and over again. Keep the breath flowing as you roll the spine back down, stretching the tailbone long. Circle the legs together one more time this way. Make sure you're lifting the upper back up, lengthening away, trying to take up as much space in the room as you can. Now reverse, open the legs first, overhead, bring them together and roll down through. Trying to get longer each time, legs open, overhead, bring them together and roll down. And almost look at the wall behind you so that you really keep that lift in the chest and you keep reaching the chin to the ceiling, not letting the weight dump into the throat. Take your left leg down, foot flexed, right leg up to the ceiling, and then take the leg across the body, the hip lifts, circle down, round and up. Now the amount of work, as you keep going with this, we're going to do 4 in each direction. The amount of work you just had in the hands for your rollover, you're going to keep for this one leg circle. One more time this way. And then reverse your circle. 4 in this direction. As big a circle as you can without losing the amount of work you just had in the arms. One more circle. As big as you can up the midline, and then change legs. Take the leg across, strong arms, circle down, round and up, all the way across. keep that amount of work that you had in your rollover into the arms one more time and change direction. Four in the other direction. Cross up your midline. Have a real sense that you go up the inside seam of your supporting leg. One last one. And then bend both knees in towards your chest. Hold on to the ankles, roll up, ready for rolling back. Let the knees pull in tighter as you roll. So draw the knees in towards the shoulders, roll back, holding tight onto the ankles. Two more. And one last one. Let yourself come back up. Stretch your left leg long, pull your right knee in towards your chest. And with control, roll back, ready for your one leg stretch. And we switch and switch. And you're pulling the knee deeply into the stomach to get that fantastic internal massage. Elbows are thinking about lifting up towards the ceiling. So you're lifting the elbows as they pull the leg in towards you. Two more. Last one each side. And then draw both knees in towards you. Grip tightly onto the shins. Then breathe in, extend the arms, extend the legs for your double leg stretch. Circle round, everything pulls in. Inhale, and really focus on how you're like a spring. You stretch the spring, and then you pull the spring in. So really pull in with energy, all the way in. Two more times, inhale. Exhale, pull in tight, getting the thighs right in towards the stomach. And then roll yourself up, separate the legs, flex the feet, ready for your spine stretch forwards. Take a deep breath in and imagine your mat's hot. And as you breathe out, you're going to pour the air out of you as you dive forwards, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, until you can't breathe out anymore and you have to breathe in. And lift up tall. And again, so there's a slightly different rhythm here. It's a slow lowering down, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, breathing out, and then a quick breathe in. Come tall, and again, letting the air just get pressed out of the body so you've got space to have a real deep breath in. One more time. Let the air pour out, follow the air down. Before you deep breath in, sit tall. Bend the knees in towards you, take hold of the shins, stretch the legs up for your open leg rocker. And we roll. And really keep the weight onto the back of the pelvis as you roll. Stretch the legs long, you're holding the front of the shins, rolling back, breathing through this and up. Almost imagine the legs press you back, the arms press you forwards. Two more. And one last one. Hold the balance and then bring your legs together, lengthen the arms away and roll down, ready for your corkscrew. Hug the elbows in tightly to the sides of the body, chins reaching up to the ceiling. And then when you're ready, roll over. And then think about just twisting the hips. Roll down that side of the body, come across and up the other side. This is a massage, so onto the other side, reverse, twist the hips. Down you go and up the other side. One more time each way. Roll down, lengthen down the side of the back and then up the other side. Last one. And then roll all the way down and up to seated, ready for soar. Separate your arms, separate your legs and hold. Take a breath in and then on your next in breath, we're going to rotate to your right, but really press your right leg forwards. Then you're going to stretch over to the ankle. The back palm goes up to the ceiling, but really keep pushing your right leg forwards. Then we're going to lift the back palm, your right palm, up for three, and that drives you forwards for two. For one, come up on the twist and come back to center. Twist to the left. Cross the right hand across your ankle, but think about your left palm reaching back. Your left leg is pushing forwards. And we press three, press two, press one, and lift. One more time each way. Twist, soar, but really focus on weight staying on your left hip as you soar over the right leg. Up and center, last one, twist. Soar forwards, keep focusing on the right leg, keeping that weight into the right hip, even though you're over your left leg, and back to center. Bring the legs together, flip over onto your front, ready for your swan dive. From here, lying down, facing the ground, obviously, and just being aware that you can't see me. And then have the arms down by your sides, palms facing up, legs long and together. Then take a moment and just really stretch your legs long. Think you've got a spring behind the knee and you're trying to open that spring as much as possible. So the back of the knee is really lengthened. From here, the legs are hovering up. We're going to lift the chest, take the arms out to the sides, palms facing down. So I'm making a T shape. Then as you breathe in, rotate your palms forwards, thumb goes to the ceiling to see if that lifts the chest more. And then exhale, it goes forwards. Inhale, exhale. Taking this into your swan dive, that little rocking. Keep stretching the back of the knee. Last one, and then lower down. Circle the arms round and in front of you. Let your right fist be cupped by your left hand. So we're going into your one leg kick. Stretching the legs long, and again, think about that spring at the back of the knee and open it. Imagine you're trying to pull yourself up and out of a swimming pool. So you've got real opposition, the legs to the crown of the head. And then we're going to kick one leg in and switch, switch and switch, switch and switch. And keep opening the spring at the back of the knee as you do this. Keep pulling yourself upwards and forwards. Two more, one last one. Lower the legs. Circle the arms round and take hold of four fingers. Still looking down. Lift the hands up the back, ready for your double kick. Pull the heels in and then think about that spring again. And as we inhale, we reach and stretch the spring at the back of the legs. Follow with the arms, open the chest, look forwards and everything folds back in. Keep looking down for this one. Breathe in, lift into your double kick. Stretch the legs as long as you can and fold in. Two more times. And fold. One last one. Reach and fold. Push back into your rest position for a moment. Take a breath. And then spin round for your neck pull, which really is the release after your double kick. So the legs are slightly apart, hands behind the head, one hand on top of the other, and fold forwards over your legs. This is quite good because you can't see me. Who knows what can happen here? So from here, we press one. Every time you press forwards, though, you push the back of the head up into the hands and roll back towards your mat before you lift up and over again. Press one, press two, push the head back into the hands. Down we go. Lift on up, elbows staying as wide as they can. One more time, take it back. And lift back up. And then lower all the way back to the mat. Ready for your scissors, bicycle and shoulder bridge. So elbows in tight to the sides of the body. Stretch the legs up and over, they take them overhead. Take the hands and imagine you're putting them into the back pockets of your jeans. Make sure that your thumbs with your fingertips and we go into your scissors. Now stretch the leg to the wall in front of you and switch to the wall in front of you. Think more about the wall in front of you than the wall behind you and scissor the legs into your scissor, reaching away. Two more. And one last one into your bicycle. Switch. Each time, re-find your split. So stretch the legs, lengthening away. One last one, hold the foot down, find the floor, and into your shoulder bridge, swizzling the hands so they more grip into the waist. And we lower the leg, lift one, lower lift two, lifting the hips up. If you can, bend that leg in, stretch the other leg long, and we kick up one. And keep trying to lift the chest up under your throat. Stretch the chin to the ceiling. One more kick up and lower down. Release the hands and roll down through your bridge. Roll yourself up, ready for your spine twist. Make sure the legs are together for this one. Sit tall, stretch the arms out in front of you, out to the side, sorry. And then imagine you've got two dots, one on each side of your rib cage. And instead of twisting round, send the dots forwards. So we're gonna push your right dot forwards. It will take you into your spine twist, but it keeps you very centered. And then back to center. Take your left dot forwards and see how that rotates you, but doesn't take you off your central axis. Right dot goes forwards. The head can look at the hand behind you and through center. Left dot pushes forwards and back through center. Let's add a little press. Right dot goes forwards one, press forwards two, press forwards three and back to center. Left dot, press forwards one and two, and three, and back to center and rest. Roll yourself back down, ready for jackknife. Arms down by your sides, legs to the ceiling. Roll on over, and then use the arms to lift the upper back up, and then roll down through your spine. Legs to 12 o'clock. Over you go. Use the arms to lift the upper back up, and then lower back down. One more time. Over, lift up and control the descent. Whew. Come over now onto your side, ready for your side kicks. So up onto the elbow, other hand just lightly resting in front of you if you wish. Bring the legs forwards and take the top leg long. Now really send the top hip away, and if it helps, put your hand on the hip and physically push your hip long. Lightly press your hand into your head, sorry, into your supporting hand, and that'll really help you lift the underside of your rib cage. And we kick forwards and sweep back. And I'm going to leave out the pulses because I just want you to really find the length and the stretch. So it's not just forwards and back, it's reaching long each time, trying to brush the wall and brush the sides of the room, taking up as much space as you can. One last one. And lower the leg and flip over to the other side. So onto the other side. Again, head resting in the hands, but actively press the head into the hand. That'll help you lift under the body, push the top hip away, and then kick forwards and back. Bottom leg is flexed and strong, slightly in front. And just try and take up as much space as you can around the room. Keep pressing the head lightly into the hands. Two more. One last one. And lower the leg down. Press yourself up. And it's time for your teasers. So legs long. I'm seated. Legs are long. Arms are stretching forwards. Then roll back until you can pick your legs up into your teaser. Squeeze the heels and we're going to go down to the waistband and up. Down to the waistband and up. One more. Take it down. Hold up. Lower the legs. Lift the legs. Lower the legs. Lift the legs. One more. Lower the legs. Into teaser three. Legs lower, arms lower, everything down. Everything picks up. Everything lowers down. Everything picks up. One more time, everything lowers. Lift up into your teaser, hold there. Circle the arms back for your hip twist, often seen as your fourth teaser. We take the hips across, circle down, round and up. Other direction, down, round and up. One more time each way. Last one. And up and lower down. Whew. Over onto your front, ready for swimming. Stretch out long. Think about the crown of the head stretching. Think about that spring in the back of your knees that is reaching long. Focus on the shoulder blades being like two plates. Everything hovers up and then swim. And really focus on how the back of the knee staying open and the arms are being moved with the shoulder blades. Just breathing. Last one and lower down. Curl the toes under, bring the hands underneath your shoulders, push yourself up, ready for your leg pull front. Stretch your right foot long, kick it up for one. Change sides, up for two. Think of a really long diagonal line, keep alternating the legs. We do three each side. Last time on the right, last time on the left, and lower down and sit back for a moment. Flip over. Ready for your leg pull the other way. So hands, make sure that they're not in too close. Think more about your elbows coming in close, fingertips reaching towards the toes or out to the sides, completely up to you. Heels together, toes slightly apart. Reaching the toes long, lift the chest up to a long line. And then we're going to kick up the left leg three times. Kick up one, kick up two. Keep lifting the chest, three, change legs over, kick up one, kick up two, lift the chest more and let yourself lower down. Sweep the legs round and come up to kneeling high, hands behind your head, and then I want you to stretch your right leg out long. From here, lengthen long and let yourself side bend over, ready for your side kicks on this side. Now keep pushing yourself up away from the floor and we're going to kick forwards and back. And really focus on your supporting hip staying open. Breathing through, one last one. In one smooth movement, everything comes up. Stretch your left leg down and over onto the other side. Again, push yourself away from the floor and kick forwards and back. Breathing through this. Keep stretching, keep pushing, keep bringing the supporting hip forwards. One last one. And bring yourself back up. Sit onto the side that you did the first time. Stretch the legs out long. You can either have the feet stacked or one foot in front of the other, ready for your side bend. From here, lift up into a long line, arm goes overhead. Then lower the hips, the hand lowers to the side of the leg, and that's your side bend, as the calf touches down before you go up and over again. And then lower, just the calf touches down, up and over. One more time, lower, up and over, and let yourself lower down and change sides. Onto the other side. Bring your legs into position, whichever you've chosen. Remember, you can always have a bent knee if you want. And take yourself up to a long lounge to begin with. Then lower the hips till the calf touches down and the hand drops and you give me that beautiful side bend in. Then go up to a long line. And again, side bend in. Up to a long line. One more time, side bend in. Up to a long line. And let yourself lower down. Don't change the legs, just sit with them crossed, ready for your boomerang. Take the arms behind you, nose towards your knees, palms facing up, and just press the palms up. One, press two, then roll the legs overhead and big split as you can. Come up and press one, press two, no pause, just straight over. Roll over. Big split with your legs. Hover the hands as soon as you can. Press one, press two. Two more times. And switch. Hover the hands. That helps clear them. So you can take them behind you one last time. Roll over, press one, press two, reach in and grab your ankles ready for seal. Soles of the feet touching, elbows pressing out, and we open one, open two, and roll. Now remember, it's the knees that are opening, the thighs that are trying to open, and roll. Two more times, open one, open two, and roll. One last one, and roll. Bringing yourself back to seated, cross the legs and wrap your hands over your feet, hugging everything in tight. Now roll forwards, pick your hips up and drop onto the top of the head, ready for crab. Roll back, change the legs as you roll back, come all the way up. Roll over the legs, head touches down. One more time each way, roll, cross, up, over onto the top of the head. Last one, roll, cross, up, over onto the top of the head, and sit down. From here, come over onto your front, ready for rocking. So, reaching back. If you can at the same time grab the ankles, I can't. I could pretend I can, but I can't. Grab a hold of the ankles or the feet. Then in one smooth movement, lift the chest, lift the head, look forwards and lift the knees. Have your elbows soft and try and drape your shoulders down. Think about the where the weight of the body is. Is it on your thighs? Could you get it a little bit more towards the navel? And then just let the breath rock you. Two more. And rest. Whew. Sit back. Ready for our grand finale, your control balance. So bring yourself round. Come to seated. Stretch the legs out in front of you. And then reach the arms long as well. Then in one smooth movement, arms and legs are going to go overhead. So take it back and grab one ankle. Now, as you're pulling that ankle, really pull it to the wall behind you. And it'll let the other leg lift up. Try and lift your upper back with it. And we're going to switch the legs. And switch the legs. Find your control. Two more if you've got them. One last one, and roll yourself all the way up to standing. Whew. Turn and ready for your push-up to finish. So bring the heels together, toes apart. Roll the head down, curling down, and bring the hands to the floor. Walk out with a flat hand. One push-up, have your heels together, elbows in close, lower, push up, walk the hands back, and then pressing the legs forwards as you roll back up, let the pelvis wind the spine up. One more time, look down and try and keep the pelvis as vertical as possible as you lower down. Find the floor, walk the hands out. One push up, walk the hands back, and then roll yourself up, letting the pelvis wind you up. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And again, deep breath in. Feel the expansion of the rib cage to the sides, to the front, to the back. One more time, deep breath in and breathe out. And you're done. Well done.